It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
WWJD might mean what would Justin do? Justin Bieber celebrated his first Thanksgiving as a married man by posting a photo of a snowy woods and saying that he was trying to be like Jesus Christ, patient and selfless. In his caption on Instagram, he wrote, "First Thanksgiving as a married man, first time hosting. Relationships are hard and love isn't always easy, but thank you, Jesus, for showing me how. Every day is a learning process, trying to be more like him, patient, kind, selfless. Boy, I got a long way, but God's grace is sufficient."
I was mocking him when it's like it's a new Bieber, but it's been consistent, and I like the new Justin Bieber.
You like Jesus Bieber, or you like peeing in a mop bucket Bieber? Which one? Lots of options.
I mean, always, because it's unconditional.
Now, if he could have turned that, you know, whatever in a bucket into wine, I'd be impressed, but I don't think he was able to do that.
First Lady Melania Trump will appear this week alongside pop star Demi Lovato's mom to discuss the opioid epidemic. They're doing this event, I guess, Wednesday at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Isn't that wild?
That is super, kind of interesting.
Super interesting, I thought. Rita Ora took a lot of heat for lip-syncing her performance at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Did you guys see that?
Yes. I actually turned it on right then. I was like, oh, God, Rita, you're so off. I feel bad. But it's not her fault.
Well, yeah, it was so noticeable because of the cold weather and technical issues. She tried her best, but I mean, everything was just out of sync during her performance. Social media users obviously blamed her very quickly, but Macy's blamed the hiccups on tech issues and apologized, saying the problems were out of Rita's control. John Legend quickly came to Rita's defense, tweeting, "Fun fact, we all have to lip sync on this parade because the floats don't have the capacity to handle the sound requirements for a live performance. Hope y'all enjoyed it anyway. Know that if you come to my shows, the vocals are 100% live." Rita Ora thanked him, said, "Thank you so much for saying what I was about to say." And then all of that, but then like Kelly Clarkson did sing live supposedly the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade, so I don't know what
she had
believe.
A float though, because like everybody
I don't
had a float.
Know
everybody had a float. Like I watched Smash Mouth, even they were off. Only person on beat was the drummer. Like it was just it gets worse every year.
I only watched the very beginning. I saw SpongeBob, but that was it. I missed the performances.
Was he on key or no?
He was just the float. He was just floating.
Oh, he didn't sing this year. Okay.
And Sean Diddy-Combs delivered a moving, emotional, and heartfelt tribute to his ex-girlfriend Kim Porter Saturday at her funeral. The eulogy lasted 15 minutes and Diddy toughed it out without breaking down. He talked about how Kim taught him how to love. He revealed at the beginning of the year he was dealing with depression and Kim would come over and comfort him, making sure he was okay. He went on to describe their evolving relationship, a relationship that was produced that had produced three children and one that was solid from beginning to end. There were moments so moving that people were cheering. He said that he would always be there for his kids, and he got a big laugh when he talked about how his daughters could confide in him about everything, in quotes. He ended by making it clear that Kim will always be with him.
So sad.
So sad. Coming up in less than an hour in the next Garbaggio, this celebrity dumped a casket full of dirty sex tapes into the ocean before he died.
Huh?
Yep.
I don't know what the heck you're talking. Okay, cool. Thank you very much, Alex.